Town board, or call a regular town board meeting to order for the town elect Flambeau on Wednesday, September 16th at 11 a.m.
Stay where we are.
Yeah, we'll stay here. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. See you, Paul. Thank you.
Bye, Paul. Thanks.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Well, yeah, we'll get that when we get to the vouchers.
Okay.
Did Chris get that?
I didn't sign it yet.
Okay, we need a motion to approve vouchers from the general fund of $47,995 to $48,019.
In reference to Nancy's note on here, do we know what they would be doing with this money at this point?
No.
I'm not sure that I want to hand over that money until we know what, to what use they're going to be putting in, since they don't have a retirement center functioning.
They do have like a food program and stuff that's held at the Hiawatha Pavilion place. They're holding like activities at some Hawaiian, Hiawatha Pavilion.
Yeah, all the activities that basically that they had at the senior center.
Have moved over there.
The Hiawatha Estates is letting them use their facility for their things.
Their food program, their exercise.
Not for the food program. That's still at the church.
That's at the church.
Oh, yeah, that's at the church.
Everything else is at Hiawatha.
But there is a program for that.
Yes.
So basically what they did was the use that they were using the building for has now been spread out to two or three other places.
So it's not like something was eliminated. It's just been moved.
Why are we committed to give Lakeland Retirement Center anything?
We budgeted for them. They came in.
It was in our budget.
They came in last year. They've come in for the last 20 years. And they asked for an amount for the Lakeland Retirement Center. There's people from Lac de Flambeau that go there.
I see.
And they have, from time to time, given us a list of, you know, when people sign in and out that they are from here.
So what category?
And they have a food program that where people here at Lac de Flambeau use also.
Center the elderly. It's listed on the budget as elderly or senior program.
Yeah.
Likewise, we give some up here to the food program at the.
Some goes here.
At the health center.
So is there a reason why you've got Satan's numbers for the amount? $666.
That is what they asked for. I agree with you.
Yes, I don't like that number either.
That is what they asked for.
We should make it $670.
Yeah.
Just to get away from that.
They actually send a letter and that is what they asked for.
In fact, before they built the senior center, it used to be at Hiawatha. That's where it was. That's where it was located, at the mobile home park there.
Okay, I just didn't want.
I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, is it our job to follow up? I mean, it's always concerned me because government shouldn't be involving themselves with a donation. I've never felt comfortable with governments giving donations.
No, it's the same with them as once you get into the budget time with the library, the kids programs, you know, there's no set program that we're like that that we're giving to, but then they periodically come to the board and for whatever reason. So you'll see that in the subsidies area of the budget.
Right.
And that's.
And another thing that concerns me is, you know, is they obviously have been offset by other municipalities. However, when you see a program and they don't pay their insurance and their building burns down, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
That kind of stuff concerns me.
Truly, we haven't it hasn't been proven.
That I can't say is the fault of the board of directors, though.
Understandable.
That is the fault of the person who was running the office.
Correct. What I'm just saying is you keep throwing money at something and, you know, I mean, there's got to be somebody taking some revenue out of here. I'm saying you're, somewhere down the line, somebody's getting paid to do something here. There's got to be some administrative. And it concerns me that, you know what I mean, it's like sometimes we as the representatives in the community, sometimes we like explanations and I like to put people on the hot seat. I like them to come before us and ask them the questions and see what their answers are. I don't have a problem with this, and we're not going to make a big deal out of
this. That's exactly why I wrote the note, just so you were aware of it, and...
That it was, because it had shown up in other towns, and it was in the newspaper, and...
What I'm saying is I know a lot of people that donate a lot of time in this community. And it just concerns me, is sometimes, you know, we just keep throwing money at things, and I think we do have a certain responsibility to make people accountable when we give them money.
I agree with you, 100%, and that's why I asked, I didn't want to give money.
Are the funds being used wisely?
You know.
Exactly.
If they're just putting it in a slush fund somewhere, until they decide what to do, I won't go with that.
And in October or November, when we have our budget meetings...
I'm sure we'll get another letter.
We'll get a letter from them outlining what they plan on doing and using the money for.
Well, I was aware, I mean, I had a program where they had extra monies that they got from the county, and they were buying gas cards to get rid of the money and just giving them away as door prizes.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful. We won't tolerate that.
I don't want to run that. What I'm just saying is I just want somebody to come before us.
So I have approval of the voucher.
Okay. Any motion?
I make a motion for the approval of the vouchers.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the September 2nd regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I didn't. Is this my packet?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that is your packet. The minutes there?
Oh, I got minutes.
Got some?
Yeah. Oh, only one page is there.
Here.
You want page two also?
Yeah. There you go.
Damn demanding are they.
Well, here's an extra page too, that's where it got. That's where it got. I stole the second page too.
Motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Chris already made a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report?
Not too much happening. We've got a healthy balance in our tax account. That's due to the fact that we received the $250,000 plus August settlement. So I'm sure that's going to go for the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, nothing too much. The transfer station is slowly petering out for the winter. And so in our regular account, because of the August settlement, we have $1,020,059.04. That's big numbers there.
Yeah.
As Everett Dirksen of Illinois used to say, you know, a billion here and a billion there, pretty soon you're starting to talk real money. And in the ambulance account, we have $405,308.62.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Discussion action, road crew temporary help. We have not received any...
Not a one, huh?
Applicants.
Or you're kidding.
No.
Not a one.
Not a one? Not a one. Interesting.
When was it in the paper?
Two different times.
Yeah. Saw it.
So.
Have we contacted anybody that
no.
we
How about Richard?
Personally
no.
know of?
I didn't actually on purpose, just so that if we had applicants who wanted to come in and fill out the application,
right.
It might not be heard around town that, he called me to come in, you know, that's
yeah, exactly.
Fair.
I don't think we want to play that game.
No.
No.
So.
Right.
That's why we didn't.
But no, I
we have no
applicants. We have none, and I didn't contact
was
anybody.
Was there a time frame on the applications, or just
no.
No,
open?
No,
it's
wasn't.
Just that I wanted to update you, I guess, on it now. The one employee that is
ill
at the time, he goes in to see the doctor today.
Today, late today, so he's going to call me tomorrow.
We'll have more on, at least an update on how that's going and what can and can't be done, so.
Yeah.
Tom can do it, right?
He has been helping once in a while.
He helped last, he'll help us.
I was there this morning.
Yeah, he was hauling a little gravel for us this morning. With a broken truck.
With a broken truck.
So, I guess all I'm saying is if we don't get anybody, I mean, say we put another ad in and we still don't get anybody.
Then we start physically looking.
Yeah, we'll come back to this forum and we'll figure it out.
But we still.
I think that maybe some answers will be answered once we hear what Greg's prognosis is.
What Greg's issue is, right.
Yep.
We might have to hire somebody new or see what his doctor says.
And I would have to say is we should put a timeframe on this, because if there's something that comes up, I mean, there's nothing wrong with us meeting next Wednesday or whatever. I don't have a problem.
Well, I won't put it, I won't put it on an agenda now until the first one in
October, because maybe we'll have a closed session.
Yeah. We are meeting next Wednesday, aren't we?
I know. Yes, we are. A special meeting to open up.
Oh, that's right, to open the bids.
Yeah.
But October 7th would probably be a good one if we're going to have a closed session or something.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good. No action was taken. Number 9, discussion action, solicit bids for LP for 2016. Chris had asked about this at one time, and I guess we would look for a motion from the board to solicit propane bids, which I think is a good idea.
For 2016.
For 2016.
Well, I know that one year we were stuck paying more than we should have because we got bids and we were committed to that contract. And then prices actually went down.
Yeah. Well, so last year we pre-bought.
We pre-bought, which we might run out of the pre-bought.
Yeah, we're gonna run out of the pre-buy here. And what prompted all this was 2 years ago when we got pounded.
Well, it can go both ways, though, as
it can.
So,
it can, because now it's very low.
You're rolling the dice.
I just filled up my whole tank for $207 bucks. I'm like, woo!
It sent our budget into a complete whammy. So,
yeah, exactly. And everyone else is doing
I think it would be wise to solicit bids, you know, for the year and go with a pre-buy again. You don't know what that petroleum market's going to do.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's low, it's dirt low. All you need to do is have some type, and it doesn't even affect propane, but you have some turn of events in Iran or Iraq, and it blows everything out of proportion because those who are using fuel now are switching over to a natural gas because it's cheaper.
Or if they have to use too much drying the corn out in Nebraska.
Drying the corn.
Making blacktop.
Yeah,
that helps too.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, a motion been made and second to solicit bids for LP for 2016. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
And I think it should specify in there that we want a pre-buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, you know.
No. No.
Personal pre-buy right now is $1.07 a gallon from Richie.
Yeah.
And I signed up for that, too, because I did last year or so.
It's still pretty cheap, really. Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper than mine was.
Well, we own our. Do you own your tank?
No.
Then it's 10 cents more.
Yep, that's
mine. That's 2 cents. $1.17. Yeah.
Does the town own all their tanks?
Yes.
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 So we qualify at least for the 107, if not better.
All right. Discussion action town board policy regarding notifications. Chris had asked for this to be placed on the agenda, and I believe what this primarily is when the town and or the town attorney is in contact with people, that the board get the information and what's going to be sent in terms of the contact prior to it going out for 100%. Our review and questions, comments. So just an example would be, say you got zoning is sending something out and it's going through the town attorney's office prior to it actually going out, that letter or that communication gets sent to the town board members for the review, and if they have any questions prior to it actually going out.
So then do we have to have a meeting to discuss the questions and authorize a change?
I don't.
I see this as being a big impediment to getting things done on a timely basis.
I don't know as if we'd have to have a meeting. What it would be is, you know, if there is a major question or a major problem, you know, you guys can contact Nancy. She can let me know if.
Well, what if Chris suggests one change and then she has to redo the letter, or Greg redoes the letter, and then you send it out again, and I don't like that change.
I don't know if it's so much change. I think you just want to be notified that
my
what's going on.
My concern is I'm the representative. You're the representative.
Yeah.
And you got people coming, and I'm a public official. They're allowed to come see me anytime they want.
Yeah, they call you, and you don't know nothing about it.
And I don't know nothing about nothing, and I'm getting...
You're getting chewed on for it.
I understand that, and you're in a position where
I want it to stop.
What people come to you.
I want to know. I want to be informed of what is going on before I have to answer a question, because I feel pretty stupid when I'm sitting
there. I don't know nothing about it. Yeah, right.
See, I'm in a little different position where I stop in here. I stop in here every day, and I, for the most part, every day. I sometimes call and ask for a day off. But I'll stop in every day, and I do. I call and say, can I not come in today? I can't make it.
He does.
So it's not so much,
not so much
for,
me.
For approval.
For us to approve it.
It's just that you're notified.
So you have information ahead of time. And if there is something that you know, really jumps out at you, or there it's a major problem.
Of course, it would be on the agenda.
Then, yes, it would go on an agenda.
Well, when I come in, I always say to Nancy, is there anything I ought to know so I'm not embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
So. That's, you know, basically the same thing.
She hands me my pile with the little notes and stickums and.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm not doing this to motivate a change.
No.
I just think it's very important for me.
Well, especially
to be aware
being
of
a representative of your district.
100%.
I mean, that somebody calls you, you know what they're talking about.
Well, he's accessible.
Yeah,
you're a lot more accessible.
People have to actually look up my phone number and call me if.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I mean,
Chris is accessible.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I can understand. Or
you catch a lot more than normal.
Yeah.
And it always seems to happen around the rush hour.
And you don't want to. You don't want to appear to be stupid.
Gosh.
So I agree.
I'm going to have a drink and we'll talk about it. You know, it just ain't that easy. And I think I need to be aware.
Sure.
I think we should be
aware of.
Can you just email them to us?
I could, but he doesn't get a very good email.
We're going to straighten that out before I leave today.
Oh, okay.
Somehow. I don't know why.
Because they have to actually.
Well, I emailed you, but you said you don't have.
Or I think, if anything,
good,
too, a call from the clerk saying, hey, I got this, you know,
come and pick it up,
or you want me to read it to you, or what.
Right.
So that
the
information is out, what's going on.
I drive through here
all
the time.
Do what I do. Just say, Nancy, is there anything going on that I need to know?
Well, she's good about it. She calls me early enough in the morning.
Okay.
She usually gets a hold of me. And when I drive to town or whatever I'm doing, I'll stop in and get
briefed on it.
Yeah,
I'll say something for you to pick up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just email me stuff. So,
right.
Yeah. So if I'm getting letters of, you know, to notify me, that's fine.
Right.
Okay.
This is what's happening, you know.
I just didn't
just want
to turn into something that was going
to I would probably just address it FYI for your information.
Right.
No, just so you knew.
Stuff that would normally go in my folder will just be coming.
Right. And if it.
So I'm just happy.
If it came across something where somebody might call you and ask you a question, so you didn't act like feel like you're stupid when they called you.
Right. No, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I just didn't want it to become another layer of
change.
Delay.
Yes.
For
yes.
things to
yes.
happen.
Or you must know me well enough. I'm not for big government.
Right. None of us are.
Okay.
All right.
This here, do we keep these, or is this
you
something?
Keep it.
You keep that.
Okay.
It's for you. All right.
But please don't.
Well, we'll
make a motion for adjournment.
We got a motion to adjourn at 11:17.
Wait,
he made a motion.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Adjourned. Thank you for coming today.